life's end, there's a simplification. The man divests of possessions. His family moves on. He leaves his wife, and his life contracts to this tiny shack. The man becomes boy, boy, baby. The day is hot in his two rooms of asbestos. Neither the air nor the tide moves. He sits on a kitchen chair before a single electric fan. Talkback is only company. Refuses to buy an air conditioner. Spends the morning bathed in sweat watching the sea. Waiting for the breeze that comes with the afternoon tide. Dressed only in his incontinence nappy, life has become eating, sleeping, pissing, shitting. The district nurse visits daily now, in loco parentis, tells him to look after the diabetes. She leaves. He drinks lemonade. Con's nameless through guile to buy him cakes, cream and sticky buns. The girl from the bakery comes daily, but won't enter the shack. Repelled by the diaper, the fetid odour, and roly-poly rolls of fat. He survives, remembering from his business in the 70s how to manipulate others. From pity, fishermen give him weight, gar, tommies, crabs. He accepts the fish, rejects the friendship. It's all been stripped away. He won't touch the money in the bank. Severs bonds and obligations of relationship. Wallows in self-pity, self-destruction, filth. Now he's moving into the home, where he can sit in a modern sofa, its surroundings fashionably sterile. Sits and watches the same sea, further up the coast. The date for the auction's been set. His wife's son takes what he needs, leaves the shed door open. Retirees help themselves to fishing tackle, rusted tools. His possessions dispersed, reabsorbed into nearby sheds. The dispersal of the estate, pristine his passing.